The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real, and we are always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I am your unscripted co-host, Melody Martirana.
There you go. Gotta try and change it up a little each week. So anyway, so this week we have an exciting show for you on cholesterol. This is a very misunderstood subject out there. We've got some really interesting research citations, some studies that they've done. What you might have thought about cholesterol may not be completely accurate, but you're going to have to stay tuned with us to learn all about those things. And we also have some really deep discounts for you this week on some really cool products. So, but before we get into all that, Miss Melody needs to remind all of you how you can connect to us.
Well, our main hub is COH, as in Crossroads of Health, radio.com. That's COH, radio.com. Now, you can also, if you're a listener who's been listening to us for a long time, you can still find us at crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
But who wants to type all that, right?
Yeah. If you're a long-time listener, maybe you have it already saved in your favorites.
That could be.
So, but for those of you who are new or haven't yet clicked that little favorite button, it's cohradio.com, and that'll get you to us as well. That's got more information on Rick and I. That also has past show archives. So if there's a show you missed part of, or even if you tune in later to part of this show, you need to rewind and go back, you can go through our website. Now, if you would just like to get some more information on the formulas that we produce at Emerald Labs, you can go to emeraldlabs.com. Now, emeraldsupplements.com will also get you there. But that is purely an informational website. There's a search engine where you can find a store in your area. And there's also a direct connect to our web affiliate. But we'll talk more about that later.
You're going to have to stay tuned to learn more. So my daughters, they are like, Dad, Crossroads of Health Radio, really? So they're very happy at cohradio.com. So they're a little younger, but they're helping us with social media. So it's very exciting.
I agree with them. I can't disagree with them.
Yes, my one daughter, she's like, Dad, I saw a new post. Oh, this one, that one was pretty good. Oh, that one, it didn't quite work as well as I thought. You know, she's always giving me good input, which is great. So it's good to have a little focus group. So every week we have what are called our talking points, and Melody and I are looking over different incoming emails that we're getting, literature from different people, Dr. Stengler and others, and we'd like to share some of that information with you. So this week, I would like to share with you about something that is near and dear to my heart. For those of you that might be new, you know that Emerald Labs, we are the additive-free company. Actually, our logo is Emerald, the additive-free company. And I want to explain a little bit about that and a little bit about our history and why we don't use additives in our products. Some of you may know, some of you may not. We manufacture all of our products here in Southern California in our FDA audited manufacturing facility. We have an in-house lab. We currently run about probably over 200 million capsules and tablets per year. I don't run tablets in Emerald because they almost always require additives, but we do work for other companies that want tablets, so we provide that service for them. But all of our products, we don't use any additives. And for those of you that know something, you know, additives are put into products because powders behave different ways. Some powders are sticky, some flow very easily. If you think of flour versus sugar, they behave very differently. Sugar has a much larger mesh size, and flour has a very fine mesh size. So when you use additives, use them for flow agents, for disintegrants, use them for lubricants, sometimes fillers, different things. There are reasons companies use fillers. However, these fillers most often are highly refined, and they are, in my opinion, not really good for you. So why would I want to put them in my products if I don't have to? Now, there are companies out there that will tell you you have to use additives in your products. I am here to tell you, as a manufacturer of nutritional supplements, no, you do not. And I've actually had people through the years accuse me of lying, that we really do use additives. And I've had all kinds of stuff flying around. And no, we do not use additives. I tell people, if you would like to come to my facility, you can look at my master manufacturing records and see that there is nothing. There is active ingredients and a capsule, and that's it. Now, one of the big additives that we like to talk more about is stearic acid. Stearic acid is commonly used in tableting. It is used as a binder in the manufacture of tablets, usually to the tune of about 3 to 7% of the total weight of the tablet. So it's a lot. Stearic acid is a naturally occurring fatty acid. It's found in coconut oil. It's found in chocolate. It's found in beef, found in a lot of different things. But what people don't want to tell you is that the stearic acid we use in this industry does not come from those natural sources. It most often comes from cottonseed oil. Well, cottonseed oil is one of the most heavily pesticided, heavily GMO'd crops out there. GMOs, genetically modified organisms. So that's not good for you. That's not something that I want, or I want my children to have, or I want any of you to have. So the stearic acid, the way they do it is they start with cottonseed oil, then they hydrogenate it. We're going to talk about that a little bit more later in the show, but the hydrogenation process actually creates a material that is then potentially carcinogenic. So that's not something I really want. And there are numerous studies on partially hydrogenated oils and on trans fat. You guys can feel free to look that up on the internet. Just type in trans fat or partially hydrogenated oils, and you'll see lots of information about the deleterious or adverse effects of those oils. So they take cottonseed oil, they hydrogenate it, and then they sort of bioengineer off the stearic acid. So when you're getting stearic acid, you're getting something that is anything but natural, and it's full of potentially pesticides and GMOs. So that's stearic acid. And then from that stearic acid, they make something called magnesium stearate. Since stearic acid is really primarily used in tableting, and there are a lot of companies that make capsules, not tablets, but use additives, magnesium stearate is used as a lubricant slash flow agent in the manufacturing of capsules. And so that is usually to the tune of about 0.5%, sometimes up to 1%. So it's much smaller, but between all of you and me, us and the fence post, my aunt used to say, between you, me, and the fence post, I don't want to have anything that has GMOs or trans fat or pesticides, because Mark Stengler in his clinic has found that a lot of people, when he does their blood work, the first thing he has to do is deal with all the hormonal issues, all the imbalances in the body from our degraded food supply. So we don't use magnesium stearate in our capsules. We don't use anything like that. And those are some of the primary reasons why we don't use additives. And I hope that you will consider looking more closely at your products. Additives are found in the other ingredients. If you look on the side of the bottle in the Supfax panel, you look at the bottom, it says other ingredients. You'll see a whole laundry list of things there usually. And for us, you will just see vegetable capsule down there.
Now, early on, Rick, in your sort of relationship with Dr. Stengler, before he was even formulating for us, didn't he say that one of the things that really cued him into wanting to connect with us was the fact that clinically he could switch one of his patients from a standard formula that had additives to one of ours that had no additives. And he was even seeing their allergic symptomology dissipate.
Yeah, I'm glad you reminded me of that. So many stories floating around in my head, but you got to
It's been a long time.
Got to find it.
We've been working together a long time.
Yeah, it's like the filing cabinet. You got to go to the right drawer, get the right hanging folder, the right manila folder. Oh, there's the right file. So anyway, yes, Dr. Stengler, he said he had a patient that was taking CalMag, I believe, and he had one that was not ours, and he gave it to them, and a patient came back and said, I cannot take that product. It drives my allergies crazy. And then he happened to have some of ours, and he said, oh, here, we'll try this one. They tried that one. They said, that one gives me no problems. So what was the difference between the two products? They both had calcium. They both had magnesium, same forms. One had additives. One did not. Ours did not. So he has found that's not some double blind placebo controlled study. That would be considered anecdotal. But nevertheless, that patient, those additives caused them to have increased allergic symptomology, and probably, in Dr. Singer's opinion, would be from the pesticides found in the cottonseed oil. Could be certainly be from the GMOs in there, or I guess it even could be from the trans fat, but pesticides often will cause those kinds of issues. So there are a myriad of reasons why I feel you would not want to take products with additives in them. At the end of the day, you need to do your own homework. You need to make your own choices. We are simply here to provide information, to provide the truth to you. And, you know, I wanted to be a manufacturer because I wanted to control quality from beginning to end. Today, I choose every single raw material vendor myself. We have probably hundreds of different active constituents in all over 100 SKUs. Is it over 100, Mel?
Yeah, it is.
Over 100 SKUs that we have, and then all the different line items. And every single one of those raw material vendors, I have chosen myself. And we do make changes sometimes for different reasons. Sometimes it's quality reason. Sometimes it's a price reason. It depends, you know, but the quality always has to be there. I don't go saying, oh, here's a cheaper form of ginkgo. Let's buy that one because it's from China and we buy ours from Europe. As an example, I will tell you, some of you heard this, our ginkgo from Europe costs today, I believe it's over $250 a kilo. Ginkgo biloba extract, 24/6. Same kind of extract from China will cost you about $60 a kilo. Why? Because in China, they use solvents that they're carcinogenic. It's been well established that they're using class 1 solvents in China, which are all carcinogenic. We use class 3 solvents, which are things like ethanol, which is like 100 proof alcohol or 200 proof alcohol, 100% alcohol, or water as a solvent, things like that. So you don't want to use toxic solvents, but people aren't really talking about that. But being a manufacturer enables us to talk about those things.
Just one little thing about like additives, because I think that so many consumers do not realize it. If you've been listening to the show for a long time, we talk about additives probably a few times a year because it is such a key issue. But there are so many hundreds of additives that are considered to be on the GRAS listing. That means they're considered generally recognized as safe, that can be used in the manufacturing process. And it's like standard manufacturing processes. So it is, the way that we do things is very, very different. We are definitely in the small minority of companies out there that are doing things additive free.
And it is harder. It's more difficult the manufacturing process to make things additive free. But it, just because of the raw materials GRAS listed, for me, that means almost nothing. It's like, who cares? I mean, all these additives are considered GRAS listed, but are they potentially toxic to you or harmful to you?
And yes. Are they nutritive? That's the other thing,
well, exactly.
Too. Like if you order a ham sandwich and they give you like a cardboard coaster in the middle and they say, well, it's not really going to hurt you. You're like, well, I didn't order a ham and
a cardboard
coaster sandwich. Ooh. I ordered a ham sandwich. You know, nutritionally, we're trying to give you what you expect, what you need in the therapeutic dosages so you can get clinical results. This is such a big topic.
We will talk about this topic again and again on this show. We won't inundate you every week, but from time to time, we will talk about this because it is a big issue. But we're definitely out of time for segment one. So please stay tuned with us for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
An increasing amount of studies are demonstrating anti-aging effects from a natural compound called resveratrol. In fact, resveratrol has been shown to have very potent anti-aging and heart-healthy properties. Some scientists believe it may have the ability to turn off the aging gene. Resveratrol is a type of polyphenol that can be found naturally in a variety of sources, including red grapes and Japanese knotweed, and has gained a lot of attention for its reported anti-aging and cardiovascular benefits. In recent studies, resveratrol has been shown to support heart health, promote good circulation, and optimize blood sugar health. Emerald Labs resveratrol is made by using superior organically grown ingredients in the purest, most concentrated form possible. The formulas are 100% additive-free for the highest quality fruit supplements available in the highest concentrations of only the active ingredients, without any added sugar. To learn more about Emerald Labs resveratrol, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. So I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And
hello.
And today we want to remind all of you, if you happen to just be tuning in, that you can connect to us at cohradio.com. That's sort of a hub where you can connect to all of our different aspects of our radio show. And you can get to Emerald from there. And you can actually get to our partner internet affiliate that carries all of the Emerald Labs products every day at 10% below MSRP. That is supplements.one. supplements.one, not .com, .one. So anyway, so check that out if you're interested in any of these products. And we also offer great discounts. So each week on certain products, we have our Getting to Know You at the end of the show. That's something you're going to want to stay tuned for. Melody and I give you some interesting factoids on our lives, things that just are sort of funny slash interesting. We have, my wife told me years ago, she says, you know, you got to, actually my wife's French, said, you got a story for everything. I go, I guess I'm a last born, always like to be the center of attention. So you have to have lots of stories, right? So anyway, so you get some of those stories. So, but when we tell you those stories, we give you a code that ties into the story. And if you type in that code with our partner affiliate, Supplements.One, you get an additional deep discount off the products that we're highlighting that week. And Melody, were we going to tell them what the discount was this week that they're going to get?
It's pretty
significant. Are we going to make them wait?
No, I think you should tell
them. Make them wait. No, I'm really? Just kidding. No, I'm kidding. No, go ahead.
I'm like, let the cat out of the bag. Okay. It's actually going to be 50% off this week on featured products. So we'll talk to you more about
50?
50.
50.
So that's in addition to the 10%. So that, I mean, that's significant.
That's below wholesale.
It is. So this is like a special exclusive discount for our listeners. It's only good this week. So by the time the next show airs, when that next show airs, we're going to have a different code, a different selection of products to share with you. So this is one you should not pass up.
That's right. And this week's show is on cholesterol. So something we should all be thinking about at the very least. Even if you're young, you should be thinking about that. Now, there was one other thing. Melody leaves me these very elaborate notes and sometimes it's overwhelming. But anyway, she's very detailed. So it says, there's a bullet point that says social media. So I'm supposed to talk about this, but I'm not going to. I'm going to let Mel tell you about that. So go ahead, Mel.
Well, if you go to cohradio.com, you can use that as our hub for all connecting points. But we tried to make it simple for you to also connect to us with Facebook and Instagram.
Ooh.
And so on both of those platforms, it is at cohradio.com. The at sign COH radio. And of course, that stands for Crossroads of Health Radio. But also you can go to facebook.com/COH radio. So we are producing fresh content there for you. And if we talk about something specific in the show, like sometimes Rick will give a personal recommendation for, you know, a physician or, you know, a dentist or something like that, you'll find those things posted on Facebook and anything that might pertain to the show and just sometimes some little extras.
And there you go. With that, we do need to get back to our talking points. I did my talking point on additives in segment one. Melody has a very interesting talking point as usual. So Melody, what do you got for us this week?
Well, I like this one because it's really such a simple solution to helping to get your cholesterol numbers back in order. Of course, we're going to dig more into the Emerald Labs condition-specific cholesterol health that was formulated by Dr. Stengler. But this little article is just a nutritive, healthy eating way that you can also help your cholesterol levels. So this is titled Go Nuts Over This Cholesterol Cure. It's a natural treatment for cholesterol so simple that it's nuts. More doctors don't recommend it, but that could be about to change in a big way. New research shows how almonds can succeed where billions of dollars in research has failed. And that's by improving your HDL cholesterol safely and effectively. HDL is the important good cholesterol that sweeps through and cleans up the bad stuff. Just a handful of almonds a day can raise those levels. And that's, of course, good news. But let's talk more about cholesterol for a moment before I give you some even better news about nuts. All most doctors care about is the number, how much of it you have, and often it's the only thing researchers even bother to look at. But cholesterol is more complicated, and the number alone isn't the only important measure. How it's used is every bit as much as important as how much you have. And once again, it's almonds for the win, because the new study looks at this bigger picture and finds that these nuts not only increase HDL cholesterol, but also improve how it's used. Eating almonds each day can raise your levels of what's known as alpha-1 HDL cholesterol particles by a stunning 19%. If your good cholesterol is a sweeper of the bad, then normal HDL particles are like a good broom, while the alpha-1 particles are more like a street cleaner. They're bigger, more powerful, and more effective. Because they're bigger, they can haul out more of the excess LDL cholesterol that you don't want building up inside your arteries. And bigger particles pulling out more cholesterol means an improvement in how well your HDL is working, which is measured with something called HDL function. And once again, it's almonds for the win. The studies find eating them daily will boost HDL function by 6.4%. You don't have to limit yourself to almonds. Studies show nuts overall pack big-time health benefits, not only helping to control cholesterol, but also helping your body to fight off major diseases. Eating nuts has two other benefits as well. First, nuts are filling, which means you're less likely to snack on other junk. And second, when you're eating nuts, you're not eating chips and candy. It's addition by subtraction. I should add a note of caution here. It is easy to overdo when it comes to nuts. Not only are they easy to overeat, but there are plenty of nut options out there that are more sugar than nut. If you want the benefits, avoid flavored and coated nuts and stick to the real deal instead and in reasonable portions.
My grandparents used to have a nursery in Bakersfield here in Southern California. Well, in California, Central Valley. But anyway, they had a very large house with very extensive grounds, a lot of trees and plants. And so they had pecan trees. And so we went up there one time, we picked pecans. I remember the nutcracker because my grandfather, he always loved walnuts and pecans. Mm-hmm. So, and he used to sell the pecans at his nursery. And my grandfather was a very conservative Christian man. And so that's why this story is so funny to me. But so somebody came in one time and my grandfather's telling me a story. He goes, guy comes in, he says, you guys got any pecans in here? He says, excuse me. He goes, you got any pecans in here? My grandfather, I would not characterize him as a witty man. He said, sir, we have a lot of types of cans in here, but I don't believe we have the type of can that you are looking for. I was like, wow, that's very funny, granddad. So anyway.
Oh,
so,
man. He had dad jokes. He had dad jokes before dad jokes were popular. My grandparents used to actually have almond trees in their grove. They had like a little, grove of trees and fruits and nuts out up in their ranch up in Big Bear.
There you go. So the term is pecans, not pecans.
I like pecan pie. I will eat pecan pie. I don't care if you call it pecan or pecan, I will eat it.
I was heard as pecan. Anyway, before we run out of time in this segment, I want to read a little bit about cholesterol just to lay sort of a foundation. Then we want to get into some interesting research and things that you might have misunderstood about cholesterol. So high levels of cholesterol in the blood are one of the many risk factors for serious future health problems. In fact, heart disease is the number two killer in this country today. Cancer, number one, heart disease, number two, diabetes, number three. So those are things you should be thinking about. Too much of certain types of cholesterol can increase the chances of developing heart disease, including possibly fatal heart attacks and stroke. By inhibiting circulation, too much of this substance can also cause gallstones, impotence, high blood pressure, and loss of mental acuity. Cholesterol isn't all bad, however. Your body requires it in moderation for the proper function of cells, nerves, brain, immune system, and hormones. It is an essential component of every cell in your body, and life without it would be impossible. To distribute cholesterol throughout the body, substances called lipoproteins transport it in the blood. One class of lipoproteins, called low-density lipoproteins, or LDLs, for short, carries cholesterol from the liver, where it is produced, to the cells that need it. Then another kind of lipoprotein called high-density lipoproteins, or HDLs, picks up the excess cholesterol from the cells and takes it back to the liver, where it is broken down and excreted from the body or reprocessed. Newer testing allows the analysis of different subtypes of cholesterol. For example, VLDL, or very low-density lipoproteins, is a type of LDL cholesterol, and HDL2 is the most protective type of cholesterol. And there's more, but for the sake of time, I think Melody wanted to get into some more of the specifics about cholesterol. There's some really interesting research that I wanted to read on, particularly the apolipoprotein B and apolipoprotein A are kind of interesting, but I'm going to step back for a minute. Julie, my wife, my two daughters, we go to Dr. Singer yearly and get our blood work done. And I will tell you, most people know HDLs and LDLs on the cholesterol, but what they don't know is all the subtypes of measurements that can be taken on cholesterol that give you so much more information. But before we get into all that, we need to take a break. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back for segment 3 of Crossroads of Health.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide. Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana. I am sitting across from your host, Rick Simpson, in our studio here. And this show that we are sharing with you today is focused on cholesterol. This is something everybody should pay attention to because you don't always have symptoms of high cholesterol. But Rick, before the break, you had started sort of giving some more information about cholesterol. And now you've got a little bit more detail. Now, if you've missed any part of the show, you can check back on cohradio.com where this show will be posted. And you can also listen to our other archives.
There you go. And this is, I want to talk about some of the subtypes under HDL and LDL, because you can get these subtypes measured. Dr. Stenger's blood work that he does measures about 8 different measurements of cholesterol that he does. In fact, there's a genetic measurement. When my mother-in-law went, and I said, what's that measurement? He goes, that is a genetic indicator if your cholesterol tends to be more sticky or less sticky. So you're going to have more inclination towards heart disease, more higher risk factor. Go figure. Genetic markers. There's so much stuff that we don't know about that I didn't know about. So anyway, so I just want to read this.
So if it's more sticky, that means that it's going to be harder to eliminate and more likely to stick to the...
It was very cool. There's so much with genetics now. So, but Dr. Singer writes, apolipoprotein B, or ApoB, is a protein that is believed to promote heart disease by affecting how cholesterol is transported into the arteries and the tissues. ApoB is found in low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, and other potentially harmful cholesterols, such as VLDL, the very low-density lipoproteins. Conversely, apolipoprotein A, or ApoA1, is found in HDL cholesterol and provides a protective effect against heart disease. A large study known as the AMORIS, or apolipoprotein-related mortality risk study, measured the levels of ApoA1 and ApoB, as well as other lipids, in more than 175,000 men and women in Sweden. Researchers found that people at greatest risk of dying from a heart attack tended to have the highest ratios of ApoB to ApoA1. In this study, these markers were more predictive of a heart attack than were the typically measured total HDL and LDL cholesterol and triglycerides, which is what most people commonly get. They don't drill down to these other subcategories. Men with the highest ApoB, ApoA1 ratio had almost 4 times the risk of a fatal heart attack compared to those with the lowest ratios. And in women, the relative risk was threefold. ApoB appears to be an important marker for people with normal to low LDL cholesterol, as well as for those with diabetes and insulin resistance. So just some really good information. I mean, you can ask your doctor if he does any of these measurements beyond the standard measurements. But I will tell you, years ago, my father-in-law, he's passed away now, but he said, you know what the early signs of heart attack are? He said, death. I said, oh, that's not very encouraging. I was very young. The point is that sometimes you may not have any indicators. Like, I'm not, you might be feeling fine. And a lady I used to work with, she said her husband dropped dead, and he was out chopping wood, and She went outside and there was a traumatic heart attack. It was instant. So you really do want to be measuring these things, but you want to get measurements of things that are going to be good predictors of where you're at.
You know, it's interesting too, because you said, as well as for those with diabetes and insulin resistance, there is some interesting data here about statin drugs and the association with the risk of developing diabetes.
Oh, yeah, that we were talking about that before the show. Go ahead. That was really interesting.
Yeah. So this says there's no doubt about it. Statin drugs are associated with a much higher risk of developing diabetes. The risk is so strong that even the FDA has issued a warning about it. But that's only the beginning of the risk, because the latest research finds that cholesterol lowering meds may not only increase your risk, but also give you more complications from the disease. If you're healthy before starting statins, the drug will increase your risk by 85% of developing diabetes and more than double your odds of suffering from diabetes with complications. According to the study in the Journal of General Internal Medicine, so the higher the dose, the higher your risk. And if you're on high intensity statin therapy, your risk of diabetes with the complications jumps by 368%. So it's no joke.
That's crazy. There's so much that we all don't know about cholesterol that we really should know. Another thing I want to mention is the particle size of LDL cholesterol is very important. And this is something else that Dr. Stenger tests for in his blood work. You have what's called pattern A, pattern AB, or pattern B, which deals with the particle size. And so it's the smaller particle size, known as the LDL density pattern B, is most likely to cause atherosclerosis, whereas larger LDL particles, known as pattern A, are the least likely to accumulate in the arteries and cause atherosclerosis. So they're both LDL, pattern A and pattern B, but the pattern A, because it's kind of a large bulbous kind of particle size, it doesn't cause that narrowing of the arteries. So the pattern type is very important. And every time we get blood work, Dr. Singer is like, oh no, you're fine, you got pattern A. But, you know, and the one thing with cholesterol that I would encourage you all to do, people ask me, what supplement would you take if you took anything? I said, well, first I'd take our multi because of the coenzymated, B vitamins, the methylfolate, the albumin chelates, all those things. They said, what's number two? I said, fish oil. Now, we've talked about this, but you need to find, in my opinion, a reesterified triglyceride fish oil, an RTG form. And there are some that are out there, but those two things. And I attribute my pattern A to the fact that I take an RTG fish oil every day. And there was one other thing that I think it's important. Melody was going to read on this, is on hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated fats and why it's so important to understand these things. And then we really need to get in the products. So Melody, why don't you talk about that?
Well, hydrogenation, and Rick kind of touched on this a little bit when he was talking about additives earlier in the show. So this is just a little more detail for you. Hydrogenation is a process that turns vegetable and seed oils into soft or solid fats that, unlike the oils in their natural state, can be used as table spreads that hold up when used in cooking or baking. So during hydrogenation, the oil's carbon molecules are saturated with hydrogenation and exposed to extremely high heat. The oil is kept in the heat until it reaches the desired consistency. Shortening, for example, remains in the heat until it's completely solid. It's said to be a hydrogenated fat. Margarine, on the other hand, is removed from the heat before the oil completely hardens, just as it reaches a soft, spreadable consistency. Products like margarine are called partially hydrogenated oils. It's ironic and unfortunate that margarine and even vegetable shortening are touted as heart-healthful products. For years, doctors have told us to replace butter with margarine, and most brands of shortening loudly proclaim that they have less saturated fat than butter does. But as you have probably heard, researchers have discovered that hydrogenating process produces altered molecules called trans fatty acids. These substances appear to pack a double whammy. Not only do they raise LDL, they lower HDL and cause free radical damage. Instead, eat cold water fish and saute your vegetables and dress your salads with oils like olive and flaxseed. These foods fill you up while raising your good cholesterol levels. And you know, one of the ways that I remember the difference between LDL and HDL, I always have these weird little things in my head. HDL, I always think of it, helper. So
there you go.
Well,
you know, now you've forced me to read one more study because the saturated fat issue. This is a study that the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition did. It was published. They published an analysis of 21 published studies that tracked almost 350,000 men and women for up to 23 years.
Wow.
So this is a significant study. I mean, it's a compilation of the 21 studies. It showed that people who consumed the largest amounts of saturated fat, the thing that Mel was just talking about, in their diet, things like butter, did not have a higher than average risk of heart disease, stroke, or other types of cardiovascular disease. The real culprit, according to the author, seemed to be refined carbohydrates, so things, sugars, things like that, found in candies, desserts, soft drinks, and white bread. These types of carbs increase levels of insulin, cholesterol, and triglycerides. If you cut back on saturated fat but increase your intake of these carbs, you actually boost your risk of heart attack. However, substituting fruits and vegetables is protective. What the media feeds you out there, oh, saturated fats, oh, butter's bad, margarine's good. That's just a joke, literally. It's ridiculous. If anything else, just eat things the way that they're naturally found in nature. We're going to have to sort of zip through the products in segment four, but we're going to give it all to you when we come back, and we're going to do our getting to know you so you can all get your 50% off the products we're going to highlight. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
If you prefer to buy at the retail level, you can find the Emerald Laboratories brand of products at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana. And if you're just tuning in, you have missed quite a bit of a great show on cholesterol. So that's what we're bringing you here today for. And if you did miss out on any of this, you can always go to cohradio.com. You can actually go ahead and catch our archives there. Once this show is ended, you will be able to find it posted there for your reference. Now, if you want to just find out more information on the products that we produce, they're all additive-free, doctor-formulated. You can go to emeraldlabs.com. And then, of course, you can go to our web affiliate, supplements.one, where you can save, and we will give you some exclusive savings codes in just a minute. But Rick, we need to start telling people about the Emerald Labs Cholesterol Health.
We've been talking about cholesterol this whole show pretty much, but we need to tie it to a product. Dr. Stengler has formulated all these products. He uses this cholesterol health product in his clinic, and I can always ask him. He sees patients Monday through Friday. I just say, how's it working? He goes, it's working really well. So I can give you clinical verification from Dr. Singer. These products, in his experience, work well with his patients. So this product, the first thing, we have flush-free niacin. Now, we had somebody email us, I don't know, it was last week or something. He said, oh, I thought it was liver toxic. Dr. Stenger said, no, that's time-released niacin called Niaspan, and that has been shown to have some liver issues. So niacin, there's research on niacin and its ability to help with lowering cholesterol, but and the flush-free niacin, there really isn't as much research on that particular. It's inositol hexanicotinate versus nicotinic acid. Nicotinic acid is niacin. Inositol hexanicotinate is flush-free. But Dr. Singer, again, he says, I use it because you don't have any flushing issues, which is a vasodilator. It opens up your blood vessels and causes red splotchiness on the skin and causes you to get itchy and things like that. But he said, I have found flush-free niacin works just fine in my clinical setting. That's why it's so valuable to have Dr. Stengler doing clinical testing for us. And then the chromium, the 200 micrograms of chromium, that's been shown to be helpful with maintaining healthy cholesterol ratios. And then we have our red yeast rice, and this is our the RYR-VA, red yeast rice verified active. What you want with a red yeast rice is you want to make sure that the active constituents, the monoclonals, are present in the product so that it will be effective for you. And do not be fooled. There are many red yeast rices in the country that have had all the monoclonals removed. So ours, we have the RYR-VA red yeast rice. It is also verified citrulline free, because citrulline is a potentially toxic byproduct, and some red yeast rice are not tested for this. Ours, we test every single lot for citrulline to make sure it is fully safe and free from citrulline for you. And then we have some garlic powder, 500 milligrams. That's also been shown to be helpful. And the CoQ10, the red yeast rice, the monoclonals. There's some people have some concerns that the monoclonals, like a statin, they could leach some CoQ10 out of the body. There's really insufficient data to know. But Dr. Singer said, we just put the CoQ10 in there for one, because it's cardioprotective. Secondarily, if there's any leaching of CoQ10 from the monoclonals, we just put it in there as a safety net. So, and I don't know, Melody, she's like a safety net. She always helps me. She picks up anything I might have missed.
Well, and just in direct relation to cholesterol specifically, you know, CoQ10 has been shown to help protect LDL cholesterol from oxidation and also re-energize the mitochondria and the heart cells where energy metabolism occurs. So CoQ10 is really interesting just overall for heart health, because there's been hundreds of heart health studies done on specifically on CoQ10. So it's a really valuable nutrient to include in a formula like this.
I take like 600 milligrams a day. So anyway, we got a couple other products we need to cover, and then we need to get to our getting to know you. So Melody, I know you sort of passionate about these things, the Mareva and Pureway C. So why don't you talk about those?
Well, these things are very helpful also for people who are dealing with anything surrounding overall heart health. So cholesterol obviously falls into that category. But you know, there's a lot of people who take turmeric, and turmeric is something that is commonly taken to help the body's response to inflammatory factors. So Mareva is a branded form of turmeric, standardized on curcuminoids, which are the active portion of the turmeric. And it's been produced in a very specialized way. They actually, the terminology that they use is it's been embedded in a lipid matrix. So what that does is it essentially protects the curcuminoids so that they are absorbed by the body 29 times better than a standard turmeric. Because standard turmeric, if it's not blended with the fat, there are companies that just do fat blending, it is largely going to be destroyed in the gut.
Well, and specifically, I think it's a phospholipid. They say fat, but yes, more specifically, a phospholipid. They've shown that those curcuminoids they never make it in the bloodstream. It's not what you consume. It's what gets in the bloodstream that counts. This is made from an Italian company. There's nothing like Mareva.
And then we're also including in here our Pureway C, which Pureway C is very special because it has a 12-hour retention time in the body. Most vitamin C only hangs for about 4 hours, but there was another study that was really interesting, and it actually cites numerous studies that have shown that vitamin C reduces the risk of dying from heart disease. One of the mechanisms, in addition to its ability to prevent cholesterol oxidation, is that it's involved in the formation of bile salts. Bile is produced by the liver and released by the gallbladder to digest fats. Cholesterol is converted into bile salts and eliminated through the digestive tract. So vitamin C enhances this process by improving bile salt formation and thus cholesterol elimination. So we wanted to make sure that we were giving you several formulas that really sort of cover all these aspects. Cholesterol health alone is phenomenal, but we wanted to throw you some extra goodies.
So anyway, with that, we need to do our getting to know you. Mel, can you remind them what products are on sale at 50% off the already discounted prices on supplements.one, and then we can do our getting to know you.
So with the exclusive Crossroads of Health listener code, Monkey, M-O-N-K-E-Y, Monkey, you can save an additional 50% off this week on Cholesterol Health, Mareva, CoQ10, and Pureway C if you purchase and use the code Monkey when you check out at supplements.one. That's supplements.one. And so we had a reason why we picked Monkey this week, because we both have stories that apply to this word from when we were kids.
Monkey bars. We could have made that the code, but it would have been too long. So, yeah, we were just talking about when I remember when I was in grammar school, just on the playground, you had monkey bars. You had like the tall sort of pull-up bar. I remember there were like a higher one and a little lower one. But then there were the bars that were like waist high, and they were just sort of a rectangle bar, like sort of long. And then they did, but they were about waist high. Melody reminded me, I said, oh, there was 1 year or 2 years. I just love that. You'd like put one leg and you'd take your hands and you'd circle around and come back up on top. And I just had so much fun on. And I remember there were three or four of those, and a lot of girls did it. Not a lot of guys did it, but I did it. My dad was a gymnast, and it's funny. When he was a kid, my aunt told me, oh, your grandfather, you say, oh, that's sissy stuff. Gymnastics is sissy
really
stuff.
Those yeah. guys are well, powerful.
And you know, and my grandfather's like hunting, fishing, you know, that, and oh, that's sissy
old
stuff.
School,
it's like, yeah,
very,
it's like
very
today. Yeah. So anyway, but that's my monkey bar story. It's just fun, and I really had a good time.
I used to want to be Nadia Comaneci when I was a little girl. I thought she was amazing. And so I spent a lot of time on the monkey bars. I'm sure that they're not, I mean, you know, people define monkey bars differently, but there was all these bar structures out on the playground as a kid. And I put my hands in the sand so I'd get them dusty. And I would just swing on that thing. I'd put both legs up. I'd flip over. I would go, you know, across the one that looks like a sideways ladder, which I think is technically the monkey bars. I'd go across the rings. And I still, to this day, in my late 30s, have calluses on my hands from back in the day, because the nurse knew me. I regularly came up with blisters, and I'd get a Band-Aid and I'd go right back out there.
That's
I just,
funny.
Yeah, I had so much fun doing that. So, you know, once again, we want you to be able to get access to these products. That's why Rick offers these exclusive codes to our listeners here at Crossroads of Health. So again, if you missed any part of today's show, you can go to cohradio.com. Our archive will be there. So will the reference to our code today, Monkey, M-O-N-K-E-Y, where you can save an additional 50% off when you buy Cholesterol Health, Mariva, CoQ10, or Pure Way C at our web affiliate, supplements.one.
I will say, going back to the Nadia Comaneci thing, I looked a long time for the album, and I was like, what, that song, Nadia's song, Nadia's theme, you know? So just to close out the show, we have, see, it's like, wait, let's see. I love this song. I bought it because it makes me remember the Olympics with Nadia Comaneci. So anyway,
That's awesome.
The show with that. Thank you for tuning in to Crossroads of Health Radio.